This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The U.S. figure skating community held a vigil in Colorado Springs last night to mourn the deaths of 28 young athletes, coaches, and family members who died in the American Airlines plane crash last week. Former Winter Olympian Christy Call said this tragedy will shape the next generation of figure skaters.
I think these little kids are going to be better friends and better colleagues, and they're going to be pushing for each other to be as great as they can be.
Call said this tragedy brought back the same gut-wrenching stomach ache she felt in 1961 when a plane crash in Europe killed the entire U.S. figure skating team. The U.S. Senate confirmed Coloradan Chris Wright late yesterday as the next Secretary of Energy. Wright founded and led the Denver-based fracking company Liberty Energy. Several Democrats, including Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper, voted with Republicans to confirm Wright. As Energy Secretary, he will now oversee the nation's nuclear weapons stockpile and its network of national laboratories, including one in Golden. Tomorrow is the early enrollment deadline for Colorado's universal preschool program. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Families who apply by Wednesday increase their chances of securing a top choice preschool. Then March 5th is the final round where families are matched with a child care provider. After that, families can directly enroll with providers as space allows. More than 19,000 applications have already been submitted for the free 15-hour per week child care, according to the governor's office. The state initiative connects any child in the year before kindergarten with one of 1,900 providers. Those include home, school, and community-based preschool programs. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
If you're in the Metro Denver area today, buses and trains are free. It's in honor of civil rights activist Rosa Parks' birthday. Her refusal to move to the back of a segregated city bus was a galvanizing moment in the civil rights movement. RTD CEO says the free rides show the agency's commitment to advance equity.